COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. Symptoms of this respiratory disease include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. These symptoms may show up 2 to 14 days after exposure. If you're experiencing these symptoms and have come in contact with or in an area with an ongoing outbreak, please call a hotline and/or consult a physician. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast. I'm your host, Dan Scotland. If you are currently a medical marijuana patient and want to tell your story and be featured on the podcast, feel free to email me at iamcannabissativa@gmail.com. Feel free to hit us up on Instagram at iamcannabissativa. You can also find me on Twitter at icsativapod. You can find and subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Anchor FM, Overcast, Radio Republic, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play Music Store, and more. Please rate and review us on iTunes, as rating and reviewing us will bump up the pod on their algorithm and put this podcast in front of even more eyeballs. If you like what we are doing, please become a Patreon supporter of the podcast and support us. Supporting us helps us to keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. And you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IAMCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support this podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 tier if you're feeling extra generous. A special thanks to our current patrons and supporters. Shout out to friends of the show Reefer Revolution for supporting the podcast. Shout out to our new Patreon and friend of the show, Gracie Gatto. Shout out also to Joy One Love 420, also a friend of the show and founder of Keystone State Reviews. Becoming a Patreon or financially supporting us through Anchor, Patreon, PayPal gets you perks like early episodes, exclusives, and shout outs at the beginning of every episode. We also have been recently syndicated by friend of the show, Russ Belfill, and will now be featured weekly on Radical Russ Radio right before his show from Monday 7 a.m., Tuesday 9 a.m., Wednesday 11 a.m., Thursday 1 p.m., and Friday 3 p.m., all Mountain times. And without further ado, let's get to the episode. Howdy, folks. Dan Scotland here, joining you from Legal Grass, Massachusetts, heartland of America. You can find me anywhere you find podcasts, such as iTunes, CastBox, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and other platforms like it. You can find me on Instagram at @IAMCannabisSativa, on Twitter at @ICSativaPod. So, what is the States Act? Well, the States Act is likely the only bill that's going to be able to pass the filibuster, in my estimation. Or, it's the only bill that if it can't pass the filibuster, would be able to pass via budget reconciliation. I do believe that there are enough crossover votes to get it over the finish line in those scenarios. I don't believe something like the MORE Act would pass, at least not in the next 5 to 10 years, because of the filibuster, or because you don't have enough crossover votes. You don't have enough votes. You don't have 60, 70, whatever votes to get some more comprehensive, like the MORE Act, to pass. And this, in case you don't remember this diagram, based on their records on Normal, based on many of these politicians' statements, as you can see, there are barely over 50 votes. But I do believe that if you were to back the States Act, you could flip a lot of the red to a light green or even a dark green. But let's go over what the States Act is again. The States Act, what is it and how likely is it to become law? Passage of the States Act would dramatically alter the landscape in that it would eliminate the threat of federal prosecution for marijuana companies complying with applicable state laws. Again, this is inoffensive enough for a lot of these turncoats to be on board with. A lot of these people that are, you know, that hate the plant, that hate the people that use the plant, they're paid off by big pharma, that they are paid off by big alcohol, by corrections, or, you know, they just have a personal bias because they have not done it in decades, or they associate the drug with burnouts and they associate it with marginal people that they don't have to politically care about. Either way, you don't have enough support right now. Who said that Democrats and Republicans are incapable of working together to bring about change? Under the reintroduced bill called the Strengthening the 10th Amendment Through Ensuring States Act of 2019, the States Act, Senator Elizabeth Warren, Senator, and also Rep. David Joyce, Republican of Ohio, Earl Blumenauer, Democrat of Oregon, are trying to do just that. By reintroducing a bill, if passed, would enable each state to regulate medical and adult use marijuana and would take the federal government out of the way, at least for the most part. Again, you'll probably get some of the libertarian-leaning people like Rand Paul to support something like this. This appeals more to their sensibilities. You'd be able to get someone like them. You'd be able to get maybe the one of the, you'd be able to get Senator Loomis of Wyoming, who's libertarian-leaning too. Something like this would be more favorable to those people's sensibilities, I think. Both the federal government and the state governments regulate the use, production, sale of marijuana and other CBD derivatives, which has resulted in laws that are inconsistent at best. Under the Federal Controlled Substance Act, marijuana is a Schedule I narcotic, which makes it no less dangerous than heroin and cocaine. Schedule I drugs are viewed as addictive and as having no medical benefits. A felony to produce, distribute, and use marijuana under federal law. The characterization of marijuana as a Schedule I narcotic has been highly criticized by both sides of the aisle. Currently, 33 states and the District of Columbia have laws that allow for the use, production, sale of marijuana for certain purposes. 10 of these states and the District of Columbia, it's now 19, by the way, thanks to Connecticut legalizing. 19 of the states and the District of Columbia allow for the use of marijuana, and 33 states and the District of Columbia allow for its use for medical purposes. It's closer to like 47-ish or so. Although not all states' laws are consistent to the types of ailments that they use marijuana to treat. I'm not going to read this whole thing, but you get the idea. The States Act would take cannabis off Schedule One for states that have legalized it for medical or adult use, and it wouldn't force states that don't want to make those steps into making those steps. So again, there's a bit more of a libertarian sort of bet to this sort of law that makes it a lot more realistic for its passage to Biden's desk. And again, I'm not going to read this whole article, but we read this a couple months ago about the turncoat senators that are against legalization. I'm not going to read all of this, but we'll just go over some of the greatest hits. Again, so both the New Hampshire senators are going to be no votes, obviously. We went over that. But again, that's Senator Shaheen's statement as to why she believes cannabis is a menace. And then the Montana Senator John Tester, Montana, cannabis legalization, it got more votes last year than he got when he ran in 2018. So again, we'll just highlight his name for a bit. And then these are some other turncoats that you have as well too. Again, something like the States Act is a lot less offensive for a lot of these moderates. Yeah, like I had mentioned earlier. So these are some libertarians that might be a yes vote under something more toned down like the States Act. But yeah, I mean, you'd be able to flip some of these hesitant sort of no votes if you were to scale back legalization and pass something instead like the States Act instead of trying to ram through the MORE Act, which you don't have 60 votes for, let alone barely 51, 52, 53. And then one more thing before I end off this episode. I want to keep this episode long, but this is the States Act. These are the people that have co-sponsored in the Senate. So then something else that's notable. So So you do have some governors, some Republican governors that support it. So the North Dakota governor would sign a letter of support if it were to get over the finish line. And he has signed a letter of support in 2018. You don't have any of the North Dakota senators in support of comprehensive reform right now, but you might be able to get that if you were to pass something like the States Act. And I have heard statements of one of the senators in North Dakota, I believe Kevin Cramer, who mentioned that he might support the States Act. Let me look that up for you guys, so bear with me one moment. Okay, all right, so this article says that he co-sponsored the States Act with Warren to let states set their own policy. So again, some of these reds you can turn to light greens. But yeah, I mean, States Act is likely the only bill that can pass in this current environment right now. But again, I don't want to keep this episode too long. As always, I can be found anywhere you find podcasts, such as iTunes, CastBox, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, or other platforms like it. You can find me on Instagram at @IamCannabisSativa and on Twitter at @ICSativaPod. And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao.
If you find yourself coming around often to my podcast and want to support our humble little project, there are quite a few ways you could do so. Supporting us helps us keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. You can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support the podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 and above tier if you are feeling extra generous. Additionally, if you wish to get in contact with us, you can leave a voice message on Anchor, and you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativaPodcast and click the send voice message button, and I may just play it on a future episode. You can also call and leave a voice message at 617-466-9389, and I may just play it on a future episode. Feel free to join the ever expanding I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast planet on Discord. We've got a Discord channel, and that Discord channel can be found at https://discord.gg/65tg2nr. Again, that is https://discord.gg/65tg2nr. Feel free to check out Sequoia Organics for a great source of CBD and hemp based products. You can check them out by the link https://bit.ly/33fkrv9, and you can enter the following coupon codes for extra discounts, such as dogtreat20, tincture20, 40% sign off ISO, 15% sign off CBD, and that applies to the entire store. And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao.